This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
Not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it. And the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
Yeah, go hit the Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midway Street Cars. Like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
Yeah, there's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Okay. Oh, man. We're just not really doing these like we're supposed to anymore.
It feels like it's been forever since we've been in here.
Because it has.
We're only a week out, right?
Yeah, I mean, a week late, you know, that's in some circles, though, that's bad.
I see a lot of people complaining that you don't do it every week.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, hey, we like to keep them on the hook.
Absolutely.
We don't want to give them too much at once, you know what I mean? Lutz is with us today.
Hello.
He is here.
Hello.
Jeff Lutz, infamous Drag Week winner and participant for, you know, basically one of the guys who you can blame for making Drag Week so popular.
Something like that.
He has the twin 55 or 57 Chevys. Sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever.
55s are better.
Sorry. Yours is a Le Mans, right?
Yeah, it's a Fire Le Mans.
Something like that, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you know.
It's a Tempest.
It's a Pontiac.
Yeah.
Might as well be a Cutlass.
Yeah.
So, Lutz is here. He has the twin 57 Chevys. He has the Mad Max Pro Mod street car.
Yes.
Traveled 1,000 miles, went 604?
Five.
605?
605. 251, I mean.
251 miles an hour.
Jesus.
In the quarter mile, y'all. That's
something like
cooking.
It.
Drives the car on the street. I mean, full-blown street car. Driven it 1,000 miles, over 1,000 miles, really.
Few miles. Not quite 1,000 yet, but we're
getting there.
Yeah.
You know, for a pro mod, I mean, 1,000 miles on the odometer might as well be like 150,000 on the Kia.
It's 1,000 on your body, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you're young.
Yeah, right.
And spivey, you know. You're scrappy.
Wiry.
I ain't never seen anybody work as hard as Lutz when it comes to race day. He definitely doesn't show his age when
he can get it done real quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and his sense of humor is young, too, because he gets all our jokes, which is weird.
Nothing is sacred around this place.
Not a bit.
Most people don't get our jokes.
Wow.
Well, everybody else is stupid.
See what I mean?
If anything's sacred to you, you're not going to hang out with us long.
Oh, you got to have thick skin.
Right, or you're going to hang out, and then you're going to leave for a little while, and then you come back, and then
you
leave for a little while.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you know. Yeah. You know, that's the way it works.
Yep.
We'll piss everybody off at one point or another. Lutz is here. We're filming season 8 of that show that we're not allowed to talk about that does better than that other show that's fake.
That other show's pretty good.
We're testing the cars on big tires. Chrome mods on big tires. Sean's car's on big tires. Murder Nova's on big tires. And if you're wondering why we sound beat up, it's because we are. As it turns out,
big time.
You know, we went out on the radials, the drag radials. Sean freaking explodes out of the water 428 at 180-ish miles an hour in the Murder Nova on the back tires. Chromod, second race we've ever been to with the car. Second race the car's ever even been in. Brand new car.
Yeah.
It goes 403 with a 3, 403 with a 1. I mean, we're talking top 25,
right in the mix.
Top 25 probably of the fastest radio cars on earth. 2 years ago, that would have qualified number one at Radio Versus the World. You know, I mean, we're
a year ago, it would have qualified two or three.
Yeah, it would have been up there. Yeah. So, and Sean, one of the fastest guys on 275s in the world right now. Eighth fastest limited.
Seventh
fastest limited drag radial 275 car in the world right now.
After what, six races of limited?
They've held six races of the limited drag radial class,
and you've
been to two and didn't get to finish one of them.
Yes.
And you're still sitting at number seven.
Yes.
So
that's pretty badass.
That says something, right? And everybody says, oh, drag radials are hard, and, you know, yeah, big tires, but put them damn things on a drag radial. Well, let me tell you guys, now we know why they do drag radial.
Yes. Absolutely. They failed at the
because
big tire.
Because easy.
Well, you can sit in lawn chairs.
Yeah.
Now, it is hard on other parts of the car. You know what I mean? Like, I've never bent axles or wheels or I've never broke axles. I've never had issues with that ever. And my other car, we had way more power in it than we do this car. We haven't even touched the power of that wicked little 455 Pontiac we have in it. But we haven't even touched that yet. I mean, and the old car, we'd run 50 pounds of boost. This car, we haven't even got over 42 or 43 pounds of boost yet. So we're not even anywhere near the power level we were in the other car. But still yet, I'm bending wheels and axles, and I'm tearing shit up. Sean has bent the centers out of two different sets of wheels.
That's crazy.
You know, he's bent the axles. I mean, we have – these drag radials are tough on rear-end parts.
Yes.
They're easy on us. And I shouldn't – I mean, we should give them a little credit because – being that we come from the street, one thing that we are really good at is power management.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We're not very good at suspension. We're not very good at chassis.
No.
We're not very good at, like, brain.
No.
But we are good at power management.
Yeah, I mean, we can – what we've done our whole lives is this is the surface in front of you. It doesn't matter if it's a road, track. It doesn't matter what it is. This is the surface. Get your car down it.
But the best part about it is everybody bagged on you guys thinking, oh, it's a TV show, it's fake, you know, the one we're not allowed to talk about. But – he went out there and showed him, hey, this is what's
up. we can run with the best in the world.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that we're going to go out there and beat Dwayne Mills or anything, but we can run, you know. Well, I mean, I did beat Dwayne Mills that
you
one
did.
And
yeah,
you're going to try to beat, you know, him every time he's around.
It was qualifying.
And you pedaled it until the very fucking end.
I did.
Just to get that.
You'd have shoved that pedal through the floor.
I pedaled it four times and damn near crashed the car and ran like a 420 something
in testing.
In qualifying or whatever. Just because the Golden Gorilla was next to me, and I knew my kid was watching.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? And my kid thinks that he hung the moon. So, and I mean, I'm not going to lie. Dwayne's a badass fucking racer, and
Dwayne's
his car
awesome,
is ridiculous.
Sure.
But, you know, hey, if I'm going to line up next to him, I don't care if he knows I'm there or not.
Y'all are racing.
You know what I mean? If we pull up at the red light out in front of the shop, and I don't care if he knows I'm in the turn lane next to him or not, I'm racing him. That's the way it works.
Yep.
So, anyway, long story short, we fit very well on drag radials because of our power management. We know how to do that. Now we go to the big tires, and now it becomes this giant game of walking on eggshells with that tire because the cars are overtired. You know, it's got too much tire, too much sidewall, and we're just dumb, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard to learn all the different things. You got to keep the tire round. You can't square it off. You got to get it wicked up quick. You got to spin it into, you know, spin it up to round. You got to stay on top of the tire. Don't fall off the tire.
Is it shaking going up?
I mean, are you spinning it into shake? Are you shaking it into spin?
Yes.
Are you rounding the tire off and squaring it? All of the above.
That's what I do.
You need to lower the air pressure to spin the tire a little bit. Too much air pressure, you know, will make it not, you know, give it too much bite.
Sean's car's shaking now, sitting in the garage.
Yeah.
We're basically beating ourselves to death trying to learn this. And it is freaking hard. I've been to the track three or four times now in big tires, and I haven't been faster than, you know, I mean, it's still been faster than most of these guys around here, but not like I haven't been as fast as I was on the radials.
Right.
You know what I mean? That shows you that there is the guys who make the big tires fast, they are extreme badasses. And
they're smart with chassis. That's for
we
sure.
Went to a test session last week, and we got in the middle of a group of people that we really have no business being around.
No.
So we heard there was a test session in Tulsa. Our good buddy Bob Gardner. He lets us know.
Crazy Bob.
He's a crew chief on a twin turbo pro mod out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And him and Clint, they let us come up there and join in on the test session with them. And we get up there, and of course, you know, it's 10 in the morning. we crank up the trap music on the trailer, yeah, and we start doing our thing. And then we don't even realize it, but there's like full on pro top teams there next to us testing. I mean, one of them was the elite team out of Wynnewood, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Richard Freeman and his group, and with Erica Enders driving, and they have an NHRA Pro Stock car there. They have a Comp Eliminator car there. They had another, I don't remember what class the other one was.
I don't either.
Some altered class. I mean, I don't know. But they had three pro top level Rick Jones cars. And Rick Jones is like, you know, the big chassis builder to the stars. You know what I mean? Like, he builds full on badass stuff. And
yeah, and he was there.
He was there helping them. And him and his son were there. Both of them were helping and working on the chassis that they built and tuning on the chassis they built. I mean, there's semi trucks and the whole deal. And of course, we got Kevin Gates blasting on the stereo and
fairly
loud. 2 Chainz and everything, you know. And I thought about it for a second, and I got our team together, and I said, hey guys, I'm gonna let you know, like, this is what we do. If you don't like the way that we are, if you don't like who we are, and if our tactics embarrass you, then I would suggest moving your pit somewhere else, because, you know, this is who we are. Yes. Is it stupid? Yes. Is it ridiculous to blast trap music and dance and act like a bunch of idiots in the pits at a top test session? Yeah, sure it is.
It might be.
But I don't know. This is how we got there. You know what I mean? Why would we change just because we're in the company of pro people? You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck about what they think, you know? And I don't even know who the fuck they are, to be honest with you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, and half the people that do that shit at a pro level, they hate us anyway. So why the fuck do I want to impress them? So we turned the bitch up, and we were cranking it. And we got a lot of weird looks. We had a few head shakes. I seen a few old guys shaking their heads at us, you know. But when we got out there on the track, we did the same thing everybody else was doing. You know what I mean? We were trying to make our shit go.
Yeah, that's what I did.
We shook the tires.
Every pass.
So we go up to the starting line. All those pro guys are up there, and they're, what's the track like? Well, fuck, we don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, we saw you shake the tires. Is it too sticky? I don't have any idea. Is that what
you
that's called?
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
You think that's what my problem is? Oh.
Can we fix that?
What? I mean, what do we do to fix that?
Yeah, and, you know, we're just being who we are, and it works out for us, though. You know,
it does.
I was having an issue with my car. There's a thing about pro mods called rear steer that I really didn't know about. We're learning. We put some rear steer in the car because that's what we were told that pro mods need. And on the return road coming back, I had a weird situation with the steering wheel in the car. And we had aligned the car like we align cars. We drove it down the road and made sure it went straight with the steering wheel straight up and down. Well, then once you cock the rear end in the car to give it the rear steer that the Pro Mod wants so that it'll go straight down the track, it makes the steering wheel sit funny.
Yeah,
so
it's not going to be right.
So when I made a pass, I'm doing everything I can to keep the steering wheel straight because, you know, when a car's pulling 3 Gs and it's rock and roll and those big tires are flopping all over the place, you're trying to keep your bearings in the car, and that yellow stripe on top of the steering wheel, it's kind of your home base. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to steer the car back towards the center, but I keep bringing the yellow stripe up because I'm like, you know, I don't want to crash.
Yeah, this is where it needs to be.
Should be.
Well, turns out I drove right to the center line with it and almost took out some timing cones. And on the way back, I'm like, dude, the reason that happened is because the yellow stripe was up, and obviously driving down the return road, if the yellow stripe's up, I'm driving to the center. So we got an alignment problem here. So I get the courage up, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to find out what this is. So, you know, Jeff's there, and he's got a pro mod. He's really good at pro mod. He's been, you know, 580s or whatever, and he's, you know, at one time he was the fourth or fifth fastest turbo pro mod in the world. So, you know, the dude's got – he's won a pro mod championship. He literally has. Yeah. But does that mean that I listen to everything he says? Well, no.
Hell no.
I don't listen to anything anyone says. You know what I mean? I do what I do. That's just what I am. So I wanted to go ask the driver of their pro car over there if on the return road, if the steering wheel is straight or crooked, just to make sure that I'm not retarded. And so I went over there, and it was Erica Enders. And I said, can I ask you a question? She's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, well, on your steering wheel on the return road back, is it straight or crooked? And she was like, well, it's straight. And I was like, so on the pass, is it straight? And she was like, well, yeah, it's straight. And so then I make the motion with my hands of me using the steering wheel. And I'm like, so I'm making my, you know, telling her how I was trying to drive the car. And she's like, you drive with 2 hands? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, well, anybody who drives with two hands is retarded. And I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
When we first started this show, we all drove with one hand. And everyone on the internet cursed us and told us we were idiots. And we drove like hoodlums. You know what I mean? Like urbans. And
urbans.
because we drove with one hand.
What does
she
do with her other hand?
Shift.
Oh, she does.
That's the only reason she drives. But
well, she even said, though, even with an automatic car, you still don't want to drive with both hands because you overcorrect.
I never did until we put the trans brake on the steering wheel.
Right.
And now I let off the trans brake, and I think, I'm not real sure, but I think I put my hand right back on the wheel.
Now, I put my hand back on the wheel, but it's not firm. It's still loose because if it's firm, I feel like I'll overcorrect, you know, and so... She was like, well, no, that's true. You don't want to steer with the other hand. That's retarded. So I was thinking, like, wonder what she does with her other hand.
Yeah. I forgot, though.
She can row gears, man. She's a hell of a driver.
She bangs out five gears.
But you put her in a five-second car, she may have both hands on the wheel.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's the other thing. Those pro stock cars are naturally aspirated. You know what I mean?
And they're super light.
And they're super light. And they have to drive them. You know, they're shifting gears and all over the place. And they leave it fucking whatever crazy RPM with a clutch. But.
Like 15,000.
So as I'm talking to her, there's this big guy standing there, and he's an older gentleman, and he's like, well, yeah, no, the steering wheel should always be straight. And I said, well, yeah, but it was straight on the radial, but then we put the rear steering with the big tire, and that made the steering wheel crooked. And he was like, well, it doesn't matter. It should be straight. And I said, oh, I know. That's what I'm trying to get at, you know. And he's like, I don't care what you do to the rear end, the steering wheel should stay straight. And I said, yeah, but don't you have to correct the steering wheel because if you cock the rear end in the car, that's going to make
it
drive
crooked.
And it dog walks. So you would have to correct the steering wheel to fix the dog walk. And he just wasn't really, I don't know if I wasn't explaining
it. Down enough for him.
He couldn't dumb it down enough
I think the problem was.
I think that he was trying to tell me the way that I was saying it, but we were just saying it different ways. I'm not a race car chassis.
Same thing.
Right. So I'm arguing with the guy. And I noticed that everybody around me in the elite crew, in the elite pits, is like looking at me like I'm crazy right now. Yeah. Like why would I argue with this guy? And I mean, I don't know who this guy is. I mean, he ain't nobody to me. I mean, I just argued with Jeff Lutz, who's won a championship. Who's this guy? I don't even know if he's ever been in a pro mod. Why wouldn't I argue with him too?
Yeah, he's built a few.
I argue with my best friends. I would argue with this guy too until he tells me what I need to hear, you know, so to fix it. And so he goes on and on and on. And finally, I was like, look, man. I'm sure you probably do this a lot, but I don't care what planet you're on. If you cock the rear end in the car, you're going to have to fix the steering wheel. Hey, and then that's when he said, go pull the tires off your car and I'm going to come over there and measure it. I bet you got more than an eighth of rear steer. And I was like, really? So now we're doing this, huh? So I'm thinking to myself, why would I let this guy anywhere near my car? You know what I mean? I don't know this guy. So, but then I'm determined because then I'm like, I know we got it eighth inch. We put it there. I know it's right. So let's go check this, dude. Come on. You come. I'm going to show you. And we start going over there and he brings the lumpy guy with him that's from their crew too. And they were super nice.
He brings the biggest set of calipers I've ever seen in my life.
We use a tape measure to
those
measure.
Those calipers were badass.
This guy uses a set of actual calipers that are 3 foot long. So
yes,
they're standing there. And I'm pulling the wheels off the car, and McDougal and Monkey's like, why are we doing this for these guys? What's the point? I said, I don't know. They don't believe us that we only got an eighth inch rear steer. I'm trying to figure out why the steering wheel's crooked. And I think that we need to adjust the front alignment now that we've cocked the rear steer in the car. And this guy's saying that it doesn't matter. And I think it does. And as we're doing it, Jeff Lutz kind of gives me the...
Give him the look.
Kind of give me the look, and then he kind of give me the elbow.
Because you knew who he was?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Turns out that the gentleman that I'm arguing with is RJ.
Rick Jones,
who builds the Pro Stock
chassis. From RJ Race Cars.
From RJ Race Cars.
He's the owner, operator.
Yes, I mean, he's the man.
He's probably done this a little bit.
He's built a few pro mods.
The dude, he's getting paid top dollars to help NHRA Pro Stock teams who are looking for a thousandth of a second in the quarter of a mile. And I just stood over there and argued with him as a dumbass street racer with my janky ass half of a pro mod. And then I had the fucking nerve to tell him, look, buddy, I'm sure you do this a lot. Like, that was oh my God. That was
everybody else is running, getting him coffee and make sure he has a seat. Here's Chief.
Yeah.
The fuck do you know about a race car? Yeah.
Look, I'm sure you do this a lot, but you don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a guy like him should have a shirt on that says, I'm the man.
Yeah. With an arrow. You know?
Or he should be like, barricaded in the trailer somewhere. He shouldn't just be standing out there in the pit, you know, because then it's awkward because I think he's just like one of the rest of those guys standing around. I mean, hell, there was one guy standing in our pit all day trying to give us chili, you know, like.
Yeah.
How about that guy? Like,
what the
fuck? Oh, my God.
You know? So I'm just assuming that he's a nobody, you know, and so then he's talking and Jeff tells me who he is and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, oh, my God. So then I start really freaking out and getting nervous because now I got Rick Jones, RJ, race cars.
Yeah, like and climbing
his
underneath
son,
your car.
He's underneath my car checking the suspension. And now all of a sudden I start to get embarrassed of all the little shit we've done under that car. And I'm starting to think to myself, like, oh man, if he didn't think I was an idiot a minute ago, he really gonna think I'm an idiot now. And so Erica comes over and she's standing there looking at the car and she's kind of nitpicking the car. You know what I mean? She's kind of picking out things on the car that she don't like, which, you know, I'm sure there's plenty of them. She's a pro, you know what I mean? And I was like, I'm kind of embarrassed. I didn't know that was RJ, like the RJ.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just starts laughing. She's like, well, we were wondering why you were arguing with him. You know? And then, but after it was all said and done, he goes, I think I know what you're trying to say. And yes, once you get this done, once you put rear steer in the car, once you set the alignment up, you are going to have to roll it either down the return road or roll it back 20 or 30 feet and make sure the steering wheel is straight. If it's not straight, correct it. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, that's all I needed you to say.
Yeah.
We just couldn't figure out a way to communicate with each other. And then from that moment on, though, that dude was the coolest.
Yep.
He was a great guy. Cool
to me the whole time. I mean, he made me feel awesome. I was having a terrible day anyway, but we burnt the, you know, bottom end out of the motor again. We still can't figure out our oiling problem there, but he was so cool that he was teaching me things about racing these cars, these pro level cars on a big tire. And he took me in their trailer and like showed me their clutches. I mean, he was like, you know, I mean, I hope I don't get him in trouble here, but I mean, like he went out of his way to help me learn this shit and to make me feel like I'm not an idiot, you know, even though I'm clearly an idiot. And we're on the starting line up there and he goes up there to make a hit and I'm watching them make a hit. And I said, you mind if I come up there and watch you guys go? He's like, yeah, come on. Well, he goes up there and when I'm on the starting line, I can't help myself. I'm just an idiot. That's who I am. It's what, I mean, the starting line to me is the place to act like an idiot. So they make a hit and it shakes the tires and goes sideways. And I can't help myself. It's just an instant reaction. As soon as he turns around, I could tell he's pissed off, but it didn't matter to me. I went, what'd you do that for?
Chief's, you know, thinking, I mean, fuck, we do that all
the
time.
Yeah.
I was like, what'd you do that for? I thought you were, you know what I mean? And then he's like, starts telling me about it. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm sure, I know you got to go. And his son's like, we need to go over there and change this, this, and this and get it back up here. And I was like, I'm sorry, man. I know you got to go. I'm not trying to take your time. I was just, I don't know why I said that. I'm just an idiot. I'm just a smartass. Yeah. That's who we are.
It's windy out here.
And so, yeah, sorry, man. I don't know where that came from. Yeah. It's just windy.
It's windy.
You know, it's got me all fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, he tells his son, hang on a second. And then he stood there and talked to me, like, with his little scooter running. Like, he's ready. He's supposed to be leaving right now. And he's supposed to be pissed because what he just did didn't work. And he's getting paid damn good money to do this. But yet he stood there and talked to me about four links and tire shake and shit like that. And he helped me understand so much that I was like, man, I can't thank you enough for being this cool. Most of the people that are in your position in drag racing don't like us or what we're about. And I understand that we look like idiots and we wear our socks up to our knees and we have bandanas hanging out of our pockets and our stereos on our trailers are blasting. I like bad bitches. That's my fucking problem. And you guys probably aren't used to that, but that's just who we are, you know? And he told me, I don't care who you are. If when I talk, if you're standing there agreeing with everything I say and the things that are coming out of your mouth are, yeah, I know, that's what I told him. Yeah, no, that would never work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he said, then I already feel like you have a block. You already know everything. I can't teach you anything. So I'm not going to talk to you anymore. He said, but when I look at you and you literally say, I don't have any fucking idea what I'm talking about. He said, then I feel like you want to learn and you're trying to learn. You're here to learn things. You're not here to show anyone here what's up.
What you know.
Yeah.
You're not here to show anybody what's up. I'm not there to light the scoreboards on fire. I'm there to learn. That's why I'm testing. You know what I mean? And he said, it makes me feel good that I'm in this sport and there are still new people here that want to learn. He's like, that's what makes me feel good. And I was like, wow, dude, that's crazy. This guy is freaking awesome. Well, then I spend a little time over there in their pit, and I'm talking with Erica about her reaction times because I've always been fascinated with how fast she gets off the tree. I mean, this girl every national event, 005, 004, 008, and no one else can touch her on the tree. And every time she goes up there, the guy next to her is trying as hard as he can to leave with her, and he still can't react.
He's usually red lighting.
Right. And so I'm looking at her, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, you, congratulations on being able to do that. And I said, that's just amazing. I don't know if that's a God-given talent or if it comes natural to you or what. And she said, no. She says, I've had to work so hard to be better, a better driver, because I'm a woman, that it plagues me. So instantly I have to be a better driver than everybody else because I'm a woman, because everyone's going to say, you know, she's a girl. You know what I mean? And so she said, I had to be a better driver. So she said, I went through every step you can think of. She said, I shortened up levers in the car. I made extra holes in things to adjust stuff to where I could leave faster. She said, I have went through, and I'm not going to tell all the secrets that she was telling me about how she gets off the line faster, but she went through a lot and a lot of practice. And she said, every lap, no matter what she does, every lap, she does the same routine every time. And every lap to her, even though they're trying things on the car, it's all racing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was so passionate about it, and she was so serious about it, that it really helped. Because, like, I meet so many professional drivers nowadays because this fucking TV show, and we get to be in the presence of greatness all the time. And when you talk to them, they're mostly just so burnt out, and they're so against it, and all they want to talk about is other things.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't want to talk. And she was so serious about driving that it's really cool to know that even the best of the best still love every lap. You know what I mean? They still go up there with the same burn and the same drive to be great every lap. And so, man, sometimes it's like, because sometimes in this sport, man, if you've shaken the tires every pass, you haven't made a clean hit in 3 days or whatever, it's like, man, that's to you. And you start thinking, why am I doing this?
Yeah, that's, you know, me, I mean? Man. That's where I'm at.
Am I too stupid to do this? Like, why am I still fucking with this shit? You know, because I could save a lot of money and have a lot of fun if I didn't have this fucking car, you know? but then when you see people like her that have made, I mean, how many passes do you think she's got in a car?
Oh, God. I mean, look how many passes she made the other day.
I mean, yeah. No shit.
Know, they wear their shit out. And back to her cutting a light, that's with her foot, too. That's just amazing, you know, to cut a light like that.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't have a button.
That's crazy.
She doesn't have a button that she lets off.
And she's rowing five gears, too.
She has a clutch and she shifts the car. So it was just really cool to hear how serious she was. And the whole time that she was talking and around the pit, like, she never talked about anything but racing. You know what I mean? Like, there was
nothing. She lives it.
That's, I'm telling you, man. It was really cool because, you know, most of them aren't like that. I mean, I'm not like that. I mean, you hang around with me at the track, we're going to talk about all kinds of cool shit.
Yeah.
You know, my mind is scattered all over the place, you know.
You're a mess.
I'm a fucking mess.
That second day that you weren't there, RJ came over, and I didn't know that it was him. You know, I missed the whole conversation with you and him. I think
it was epic.
We were changing wastegates or something on the car. Well, anyways, he comes over, and he's like, hey, how y'all doing? I go, not where the fuck, man, you know. And he goes, yeah. And I go, yeah, I'm too stupid to figure this fucking deal out, I guess. I said, we went pretty fast on the small tires. And he's like, yeah, I saw that, you know. He said, y'all did really well, you know. And about halfway through the conversation, I go, what's your name? And he goes, oh, I'm Rick. And then I just sat there, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I remember what the story that you had told me. And I was like, man, nice to meet you, man. I said, as in RJ, right? And he goes, yeah. And I said, hey, man, nice to meet you. You know, I said, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with the car. All we've done the past 3 days is shake the tires, you know, and he started talking to me a little bit about it, you know. And
it's just cool, you know.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. I've known him for a long time.
Yeah, he came over there for about 5 minutes and gave us $10,000 worth of advice, you know. And he started asking me what my corner weights were on the car. And that's the whole reason that I did what I did this week is he was like, what's the corner weights? And I go, well, I'm 110 light over here on the passenger side. And he said, holy shit. And then he just sat there. And I go, what? It was like he wasn't going to say anything else. You know,
he looked
it was
at
like
the car.
He was just like, holy shit. Which I told him, don't get too close to that car unless you got your tetanus shots, you know. And
yeah, no
I definitely
joke.
Didn't want him underneath my car.
Oh, my God.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, if they were picking on your car. If they were picking on your car, then he probably would have said, look, man, you need to take the turbos off this thing. This car should not be going as fast as what it's going, you know. But Instead, he told me, he was like, look, 110, that's outrageous.
That's a lot.
He said, I have never heard of anybody being 110. He goes, how much negative do you have cranked into that to get it to 110? And I go, none. It's neutral. You know, and then it blew his mind. He couldn't believe it. He was like, why the hell is that car, why are the corner weights so bad on that car at neutral? And I was like, well, I'm on the driver's side, you know, and I'm weighing, you know, 280. The water box is on the driver's side. It's 80 pounds.
Easy, yeah.
You know, he was like, why don't you spread some of that weight out? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And then he started telling me what they get their cars. And he's like, so as soon as we get back here, I just start ripping everything out of the car. And luckily, Jeff was here. And,
oh, you know, my God.
He helped me weld.
Sunday night, he had that car ripped apart.
Hey, yeah. That's what I like about Sean.
I was
going to
do it, man. Yep. You know, no, I mean, it didn't matter. I didn't know that you, I didn't even think about you coming back. I was just going to do it, and, you know, it had worked itself out. So I cut the water box out of the trunk. I cut the battery box out of the trunk. I took all the tin work out of the trunk, and I was going to swap sides with everything, and, you know, and try to straighten out the corner weights a little bit. So
I think it turned out good.
Yeah, luckily you showed up, you know, that night after I had everything ripped in pieces, and, you know, hopefully the car's going to be a little happier.
Yeah,
it couldn't hurt. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say
at this point
this is
I don't think
problem.
Anything could hurt that car. Yeah. I mean, we're actually actively looking for a shaman or some sort of witch doctor
somebody
to come
to
in
bless
and
this car.
Yeah,
or something.
Like a live bat.
Suck the evil out.
We'll sacrifice a
maybe
live
we should
bat here.
Sacrifice a live chicken.
I mean,
you
we
know,
need to do. We need to do something. Like, it doesn't matter. At this point, any suggestion is warranted.
No, I'm open for anything.
I mean, we'll do fucking anything.
Because I have.
You know? Like on Tin Cup, when he says, take your change out of your left pocket. You know,
he says,
turn your hat around, you know, put your hat on sideways. And you know, when he did all that, untie your left shoe. And he's like, now you look like an idiot.
But in that, I look like an idiot now. You know, I mean, I'm out there at this pro test session, you know, and I'm out there. I can't make it 40 feet.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But, I mean.
And I'm pedaling the fucking car like an idiot, you know. And
yeah,
it's all over the fucking place. And. Yeah, I heard that 4 or 5 times. I was like, God damn, man. You could pedal that thing. I was
Sean,
every pass.
When you shake it enough.
I do it every pass.
We'll get it figured
out. That's the way. And Sean on the street for the last 3 or 4 years has had to pedal every hit. So
every
he's gotten
hit.
Good at. He knows that if he pedals it too much, he loses. So he's gotten good at pedaling the car. There's no doubt about it. No one on earth could drive that car better than Sean. He's been in every bad situation you can be in that car. And, you know.
And I can't seem to crash the motherfucker.
I was going to say, I don't think there's anybody else that would want to drive that car.
It's such a mix of feelings for me because I think every time you go to the starting line, I think to myself, just let him crash this fucking thing, get it over with. But then
I think
I realize what the car is and I'm like, man, if he crashes it, though, he's going to die. And I don't really want him to die.
Well, I wouldn't
so
be going fast enough to crash, you know, to die.
I don't
probably
think it would matter in that one.
The center fuselage will be rolling within a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure it'd be one of those weird things. Like if somebody bashes into you with a golf cart, like, it's going to be a weird, like, thousand ways to die type of video footage where a bar inside the car snaps another bar
off,
and just goes
and
through
so
your
much
fucking
pressure
face
on it from the fucking chassis twist and then it thoom.
Yeah. Or like you're strapped into the seat and it just like pretzels the seat and then the straps like rip your insides. You know what I mean? It's just like it's just one of those that car I'm scared to death.
People are gonna
you
go, what happened?
Yeah. They're like, what?
And anybody that's seen a car go, we figured that was going to happen.
Yeah, like it's going to be, you know, like, cause, it doesn't have a neutral safety switch. So, I mean, he's going to hit the button and it'll into the golf cart or something. And then he'll just be in the hospital with like a neck brace. And I'll be like, I don't understand how that happened, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
So every time I think to myself, God, just let him wad that car up where it's not replaceable. That'd be the best thing for
it
us
would.
Right now.
It would.
But
hey, then we'd hurry my new car.
But I don't want him to
be
in it. When it happens, if something, we've got to figure out
maybe
a way
tornado
for this.
Or something. I mean, tornado season's coming up.
I don't, he doesn't matter.
Nothing
he,
would, everything
that
the, thing's on
like
the property
every,
would be
every,
gone but that car.
Yeah,
it's
like a cockroach.
Pounds. It's not going to fly
dude,
off.
He doesn't.
Nuclear fallout. The murder.
Parking it
still
outside
be sitting
isn't
there.
Gonna, isn't going to help it. that car is a cockroach.
Yep.
No matter
you
what
can't
happens.
Kill it, man.
No matter what happens, that car is still going to be around.
I've never seen a car shake so much and not tear it up. It,
I mean,
that
it,
thing should
no,
be
it,
fucking
it tears
junk.
It up. But,
yeah, but the way you were shaking
the
other day at the track.
It flexes so much,
God,
though. It's not going to tear it up.
I've never seen
mean?
Anything shake like that.
Yeah, it's
I mean, we have to replace the wishbone every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's really bad. And what's weird is that just when you're ready to give up on the car, and like sometimes I think, okay, I'm going to do Sean a favor and I'm going to leave the gate open tonight, and then I'm gonna hire somebody to take the car and bury it somewhere, and then I'm just gonna go, my bad, man. I don't know. I'm sorry.
I did this for your own good.
No, and but here's $2,500. I'm not gonna tell him because I don't want him to hate me. You know, I don't want him to hate me. But I'm just gonna be like, I'm sorry, man. The Murder Nova was stolen. Like,
yeah, but then you could be there for support, talking about. No, look, man. Let's not worry about that car anymore. Let's focus on your new car.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Let me see that.
Sean's
drive.
Like, what's the fresh dirt in the backyard? Nah, don't worry about that.
That's what I. That's what, yeah. Yeah. We bury the car out back.
They left the smart wire and the race pack here, you know, and the turbos, you know,
and the transmission.
Fuck on the car and the transmission.
I really feel like I'd be doing a fair. And sometimes I think, like, man, there's going to be a weird fire tonight. And, you know, the Murder Nova didn't survive. Like, I think to myself sometimes, I'm just going to do him a favor and get rid of it because I feel so terrible. And he's so distraught sometimes. And that car is his whole world. And so. Yeah. And it's really tough to be his buddy when the car's not doing good. You know what I mean? Because he's just like Eeyore walking around. Yeah, you know, he walks in the shop and he's like, hey. You know? And it's like,
or I go, like, yeah. He'll walk Chief up always and, goes, what the fuck is wrong? And I'm like, what? I didn't even say nothing.
Well, because we can be in a big group of people joking and having a good time. And Sean will walk up and go,
what's up?
And everybody's
guys?
Like, oh, fuck, here we go. And it's like when Ross had a terrible deal, you know, on Friends. And he's just like, you know? And, it's like, you want to go to lunch? No, thanks. I'm not hungry, you know? And it's just, I'm on a diet, you know, or something. It's always Debbie Downer. And it's like, you want to go test Thursday at the track? Sure, I guess
but it ain't
I could
like
go.
That when we're on radials.
I guess I could go shake around the track for a little while.
I got to screw the windows back.
But just
in
when
it.
You're about to, like, give up on the car, the car does that. Like, it knows that I'm fixing to fucking set it on fire. And so it'll go out there and go fast or show promise or it'll win. And it's like, then it's like, God damn it. How am I ever going to get rid of this fucking car if it keeps doing that? Like, last time we were ready to give up on it, he raced me.
Radials on it.
Well, no, the last time we were ready to give up on it, he raced me. And, you know, I'm not shy about the fact that I can 60 foot and, you know, and I let Sean know every chance I get that he can't 60 foot with me.
Yes.
And well, then the last time he raced me, I was like, you know, you better be ready to try and go around my ass, you know, because you're not leaving on me. You know what I mean? And then out of fucking nowhere, Murder Nova puts a car and a half on me out of the hole. And it's like, and I'm sitting over there just laughing, going, you, the fucking Murder Nova, you know, like that son of a bitch.
Showed up.
Yeah, but shortly after that, it shook and you came around me.
But it showed.
Hey, but you know
but
what?
There was a
even
glimmer.
After the race, I was stoked.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I was like,
I got 60 footed chief.
I don't care that I fucking lose to you. It doesn't, whenever we race each other, it doesn't matter. You know, I don't care. You know, of course I want to win. But
well,
if I don't win,
I'm gonna rub it in.
Don't get down about it.
Yeah.
You know, like I do everybody else. So I was stoked that the car left the way that it did.
Yeah.
You know,
and I was frustrated.
I didn't even see you for 60 foot.
Yeah.
You know, and,
that
and
hurts.
Then I saw you.
That hurts, buddy.
And then I saw you.
So that was tough for me because then it was like, God damn it, now he's got a glimmer of hope again in that fucking car. I'm never gonna get him away from that fucking car. You know, it's like my 3-year-old Corbin with his blanket. You know what I mean? Like, just when you think he's gonna give up on that blanket, and you know, then it's like all of a sudden something happens to it and he's got it and he won't let go. You know what I mean? And it's like, ah, we're never gonna get rid of this thing. So it's tough having my best friend in love with a cockroach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like the cockroach just treats him terrible.
But man, that car's been my world for how long? You know, I mean it's gonna be bittersweet when the new car's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be
and I don't know
sweet.
If I will give two shits about the new car.
It's gonna be sweet.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be sweet for everybody else probably.
I don't see how you give a shit about the car you
I
got.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. I've been in that fucking car so much.
Trust me, man. Trust me. There's nobody on earth that will understand that more than me. You know, I don't feel like
I'm gonna cry right now thinking about getting rid of that car.
Yep, I'll cry with you, buddy. You know me. I cry at fucking dog
Yours
food commercials.
Yours will be
commercials.
Tears of joy, though.
I cry at dog food commercials, man. I'm serious. I cry all the fucking time. I don't care. I'm a softy. I mean, I don't know what has happened over the years that's made me so soft, but whatever.
Well, I normally don't have
I'm still hard.
Shit like this.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still hard in the streets, and I'm hard in the bed. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
You are nasty.
So we're gonna go try and make a few more hits at the track.
All right,
then
my old man bladder's got me.
Yeah,
I can't hold it.
You're just going to go to the bathroom.
He's just going to go to the bathroom.
He just stopped in the middle of the podcast to go to the bathroom.
All right.
Y'all know he's going to go cry in a car.
He is.
He's not, that's not a bathroom break. That's so much bullshit.
He's going to take a piss in
the
car.
I've been doing this podcast with him for a long time now. 27 episodes. He's never stopped in the middle to go to the bathroom. So that right there, he's crying in the bathroom right now.
Yeah.
He's full on. He's in the woman's restroom, sitting down to pee, and he's, I love you, Murder Nova.
He's got a picture of it in his wallet.
Yeah, and then like, yeah, he's gonna come back in here and he's gonna have allergies or something. You know, he's gonna be like, I don't know, there's something in my,
it says damn termites.
There's something in my eye. Leave me alone, guys.
Stop
he's,
it.
He's like fucking red on Friday. He's gonna go cry in the car.
If he comes in here and he looks like he was crying, we're
there's
gonna
no
know
doubt
he's a
about
bitch.
It. You don't stop in the middle of a podcast, go to the bathroom.
I've never seen him do it.
No. And it's because we were bashing on the Murder Nova. He's going to go cry in the bathroom right now.
Or he's in there complaining to Aaron.
No, he doesn't complain to Aaron.
Nah.
No. Hey, how'd that work out? Everything come out? Yeah, they want him getting your eye?
I'm going to have to get a new meth shack.
Yeah, you okay now, buddy?
Man, I am, dude.
Did you?
It's the old man bladder, dude.
Did you have a good sesh?
It's getting bad. I should just piss on the floor right here with all this water.
I mean, the roof is leaking in the meth shack.
Oh, okay, I think we better change the subject before we cry.
Yeah.
Any more than we already have. We are in full swing of the show. So
Season 8.
So which fuck you haters, season 8.
Yeah.
Season 8.
Just saying.
I
even had friends when this deal first started.
There may be
something. And I told them, "Man, dude, if we could get 10 seasons." And he was
dude, I can remember when
we're on our way.
He's like, "Man, did you see the show?" I'm like, "No, not really." He goes, "Well, we may get another season out of this deal."
Yeah, our first producer, Brian, we owe a lot to him because he said the words to us that made us want to be so good at it. Like, we wouldn't normally care, but when we said, "Hey, man, can we do a big fat burnout right here?" And he's like, "I don't care. Nobody's going to watch it anyway."
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it was like,
he was like, this is a one and done deal anyway.
Yeah. Then it was like, "Oh, really?" Then we major leagued them. You know what I mean? Then it was like, we did them just like major league. You know?
Yeah, but
we shoved it down their fucking throat. That's what I'm saying. We owe a lot to him. Because
after that, we're like, fuck it.
We're going to go
ourselves.
We're going to go all out.
Yeah.
So, and we did. And we're cycle 8 now. We are, so what is that? Like, what's 8 times 10? I mean, we're 80? So, I mean, we're going to be going on 80 episodes here, you know?
It's pretty badass.
That's a pretty serious deal, right? I mean,
we're
going to catch Ellen eventually.
I think I have, I think I've recorded all of them, you know?
How many episodes
did Friends
have? I looked
at my DVR the other day, and there's 57 on there.
Yeah.
So, then... Season 7 still hasn't aired.
After 7 and 8, we're going to be over 80.
Yes.
That's awesome.
How many seasons did Friends get?
Too many.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
more than 100.
They should have.
Because I know that they all do the special 100th episode.
Hey,
like that,
We're in the company of greatness here.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all rich and stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
But we got this.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, we have this meth check.
We got this nice place here, you know. Yeah.
And we don't owe much on
termites.
We owe more than what it's worth, but we don't owe a lot.
Yeah,
and we
get a race car.
You know,
every day.
It's character though. It's got bullet holes. I mean, this is where we're supposed to be.
I was in the bathroom pissing just now, looking at the bullet holes.
Yeah, you were pissing. Yeah, crying, sissy,
bitch.
Something was leaking.
And our headlights finally showed up for the Crow Mod, so we're gonna fix the
they're
headlights.
We are putting headlights.
Sean, shut up.
Shut up.
Sean hates my headlights.
These headlights are pretty badass. Awesome. They got the turn signals built in them.
Yep. Sean's gonna rag on my headlights forever.
Like the disco club.
I don't care.
I'm gonna sneak in here fucking one night when he's not here, and I'm gonna hook him up.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna hook him up to something. You
when
know,
he shows
he
up, film night,
fucking time. You know, like his boost controller.
Well, Tony,
he's so full of shit.
I probably don't know how. I'd probably
yeah.
Have to
he'd
call
have
him
to call
ask
me,
him how to
and
do
I'd
it.
Have to walk him through it.
Hey, you know? But you know that'd even be funnier if
that
he walked
cool.
me through hooking up his headlights.
Yeah, whatever. Sean hates on my headlights. I don't care. So we're gonna fix the internet. When we get headlights in that thing, the internet will be fixed.
Oh God!
What are they gonna
people.
Bitch about now? If we get headlights. You know,
it's still they're gonna bitch that it's a Pro Mod.
Well, I can't wait. It's going to have headlights. I don't care. It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Then it's streetcar.
It is streetcar.
Right? I mean, you've got headlights, taillights, tag, insurance.
I can't wait to put some bitch on the street.
I mean, I drive it around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's streetcar, right?
Yep.
Streets.
Streets.
We are going to be doing a live, or I'm going to be doing, I don't know when Sean's going to do it. Sean's probably going to do it before the season premiere, April 25th of the show we're not supposed to talk about. But on that day at like 11-ish, keep looking at the Crow Facebook page, but on that day, I'm going to be doing a live question and answer with the Discovery Channel, through the Discovery Channel, Street Outlaws, Pilgrim Studios, the whole deal. And I'm just going to be sitting there, you know, filming me doing my normal shit here and answering all the questions that you guys may have. So I would like, this is my dream, okay? I know there's going to be a lot of the same questions from a lot of the people that watch the show.
Yeah.
But I want our podcast people to show up.
The tens of listeners.
I want the podcast people to wreck this live question and answer.
The same dumb question.
Well, not just that.
You know what it's going to be.
Not just that, but I mean, like, you guys know me. I just hate people. I'm an alien. I don't feel like I don't feel like I do very well as a human anyway. And if it's all the same question from all the same type of viewer for a 2-hour fucking deal during a live question and answer about the season premiere, I'm just going to get mad and say things I don't want to say. So the things that could help is if our podcast members and our podcast listeners could show up and just wreck that whole party with questions about things that have been talked about on the podcast.
All,
you know,
10
what I mean? Like, and now we can't, you guys, we can't make it obvious or else they'll shut us down because we're really not supposed to be doing this anyway.
Yeah.
But what you can do is we can inside joke. So all my podcast listeners, more of a family.
They're pretty,
you know,
badass.
Mean? They're pretty, and it's
they
pretty,
are.
And we're
they
pretty
are.
Close. Like,
they're awesome.
And the listeners are close, right? Well, they're closer to us than the regular viewer of the show.
Yep.
So like when you see them in public, it's, you know, they're just so much better to deal with.
For sure.
They're easy to talk to.
Like,
yeah.
Because they know what we don't like.
They know us. And, you know, most of the people who watch the show think they know us. And so they think that they're our friends immediately when they meet us. And
I watch every show.
Yeah. And we're just like, yeah, I know, Chief. I know you don't like that guy. And I'm like, you don't know shit. You just watch the show.
Yeah.
You know. But the podcast listeners, they walk up and they'll kind of stand next to you and they won't really fuck with you. And then they'll just be like, yes, so I'm listener 14.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I love it.
That's the greatest thing ever.
Or when they walk up and they see you, they'll stick their hand out, and then at the right at the end, they'll change it, and they'll go fist bump, and they'll look at you kind of like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's like Fight Club.
That's what I want this live question and answer with Discovery Channel, because this isn't our deal. We didn't set this up. You know us. When we do live shit on Facebook, we're basically just trying to burn up other people's cars on the dyno. You know what I mean? So, which we'll probably be doing that later with a twin turbo vet. But I want our podcast listeners to show up and ask, like, secret
cool
society
questions.
You know what I mean? Like, inside joke podcast questions, so that I want to have a good time doing this, and I want people to know that our podcast is badass. You know what I mean? So if you guys could do that and show up, man, that would mean a lot to me. And then, because then every other question would be not the same, when you're going to beat Kai Kelly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we need the podcast to grow too.
Yeah, I don't know that we need it to grow, man. I kind of like our little family.
The listeners are badass.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
I think honestly.
But the bigger it gets, the more cool fans that we're going to
have. Yeah, well, and I think that we don't know how big it really is. Because, man, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean? I know everybody that I've met at the shows I've been. The number's never gone over 100. I've met listener number 47.
Yeah.
Number 8. Yeah. You know, that's really cool.
It is neat. You know, it's a neat deal that we got going here, you know. And so, like, questions would be like, you know, when are you going to air episode number 3? You know what I mean? Like, that's questions that only our podcast listeners would know.
Yeah.
The infamous episode 3 that never made it, and no one's ever heard that. It, you know, that episode has everything in it that about the stuff we're not allowed to talk about. And if you could ever hear that episode, that would,
that's the one that got us shut down.
Yeah, that's the key episode.
You know,
that's
the one that
things,
they pulled the plug.
There's things on that episode that no one will ever hear. It's like Area 51. So, like, all the inside jokes about McDougal and versus Goad and all that stuff from the podcast, like, if you guys could show up and wreck that party, that'd be pretty cool. So,
I have
look
seen
for
people,
it, like,
though, say, I've heard episode 3.
Yeah,
and
hey.
You know That's a fan from way back.
If they've heard episode 3, they're the real deal. You know what I mean? So, or they're that they're just as full of shit as we are. So anyway, but yeah, the McDougal versus Goat thing. So the live question and answer is going to be at like 11-ish a.m. April 25th. Keep a look on. I don't really know for the time. That's kind of what we're guessing right now. 11 is a little early for me. I don't really want to wake up that early every day, but whatever. The show comes on April 25th, Monday nights again on Discovery Channel. I think it's 8 o'clock Central, right?
Yep.
9 p.m. Eastern. Yep. Okay. So, and we have to show that we're still the OGs of this situation. So we need all of our listeners. Outlaws. We need all of our listeners to watch it, post about it on Facebook, get everybody, Instagram it, whatever you got to do. Get people talking about the 405 coming back to television. Because I've seen what you guys say about all the other shows on TV right now. I've seen what you say. We realize that, you know, it's terrible. So if you really like us and want to see us on TV, you know, man, let's talk about it, be about it, you know, post it everywhere, and let's show them why the real is what you want. You know what I mean? Like why it pays to be real in reality. So, but check it out anyway. And then
I'm probably going to be on there. I'll probably have some good questions.
Yeah, what kind definitely. Of questions would you ask?
I don't know.
But you're going to be, wait a minute, you're going to be on there with me or you're going to be asking me questions?
No, I'll probably be asking you questions.
Oh, God.
I got some inside stuff that I could ask.
Yeah, I bet you do, motherfucker.
You got some, I could probably come up with some good inside
really
stuff.
Really uncomfortable
you got
questions.
Some inside stuff that,
he probably just skim right over
my
question.
Yeah, Sean, let's get away. Yeah.
And what's funny is this is going to be involved with Discovery Channel, so they're going to be in the mix of it here. They're going to be sharing on their stuff, getting people to go ask questions. And then we're also going to be giving away some stuff. We're going to do a prize pack giveaway stuff on merchandise from here in the shop. And you know, we're going to give that stuff away to show that the season premiere needs to be huge. And so, you know, get ready to win that shit. Let them know, you know, let them know you want to win a podcast shirt. Let them know you want to win a Chief of Sean Show shirt. You know, like that kind of stuff means a lot to us. And even if they don't get it, we do. So absolutely. Rock and roll on that. And we'll try and keep this deal going. And I'm going to try harder to do this more often. It's I mean, it's tough. It's
to
really
what?
Tough. This podcast thing.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, it's a good time.
We should do it more. It's really hard for us
with the schedules and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And
yeah.
We don't sleep much and you know,
got whatever. A race car.
Yeah. And you can't really come to work naked. You know, so you got to get dressed.
I mean, if
you
did, you'd
here.
Probably
really
be in
kills,
here by yourself.
That kills a lot of time. Well, I'm never anywhere naked by myself. And if I am, it ain't for long.
Okay. Glad we cleared that up.
Yep.
And it's not even my fault.
It's good to know.
I could come up with a few questions right there.
Oh, here we go. Let's not do that. Let's not do that.
You know, a real listener's going to call in and say, when are you going to quit the show and just start doing a podcast full time?
Yeah, hey, yeah. You know, hey. Yeah.
The
hey,
real
if
listeners
that
happens,
will. We may have time to do, you know, two a week.
Yeah,
or at least do the one we're supposed to.
But you know what? You're still you'll still race. You know, race
at least
car.
We
no
won't
matter
be
what.
As late as we
yeah,
usually are.
Yeah. Well,
I'm still frustrated with the McDougal versus Goad thing. We promised a race. It hasn't happened. Goad has completely given up the internet. He's given up racing McDougal. He doesn't want anything to do with him. He's completely against everything now. He's taken this and decided he doesn't want to be a part of that. Racing
he
with him.
He could have made it something really big.
It could have been something
himself.
Bigger. I think that McDougal trolled him a little too hard. And James is, Reaper, is he's old school, and he doesn't know how to take that stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know if you'd call it sensitive because he's old school. Like, they just, he's from a different planet or whatever. You know, like he's yeah. You know, he's from a different area. He's from something where that trolling means more to him than it does to McDougal. Yeah. So,
I mean, they're both good dudes.
And
I feel
like they hate each other,
you know,
though, you know.
They just can't get along.
No, they can't. And I'm really upset that we didn't get a race with them, too. So podcast listeners need to take this for what it is. We're not done trying. We're hoping we're going to make that happen still. We're still working on a race between McDougal versus Goad. If we can't make that race happen, though, we need to tell them how disappointed we are. So we need to do something, at least wrap it up. Whatever we got to do, we need to wrap it up and get rid of it so that it's gone forever. If they're not going to race, it's kind of frustrating because the very first call out and locked in race on our show never happened. And that's disappointing.
It was locked in, though.
That's disappointing, you know. So We're gonna try and make that happen. May 6th and 7th, American Outlaws Live.
It's gonna be badass.
Ennis, Texas.
I'm gonna go down there and I'm gonna shake the fuck out of my car.
75,000 to win.
That's huge.
Saturday.
Yes.
What is it? 15,000 to win Friday.
Is it okay? I was thinking 20. For
and
and
I don't.
Then the person, the winner.
Yeah.
Well, the winner and the runner up of Friday night's race gets to race with us on Saturday,
right?
That's a
you're gonna
a,
have
a race your way.
Saturday
in.
Is gonna be 32 of the baddest street no prep dudes you've ever witnessed in person in
yeah,
the
I mean,
same place.
Name
and
them
they're
and
gonna
be
they're gonna be battling for $75,000. You know, Chief Sean.
There you go.
Basically,
there you go.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
Enough to show up right
I
there.
I mean, the whole list from the 405, the whole top 10 list is yes. going to be there. Even guys that aren't on the list anymore are going to be there. Kai Kelly's going to be there. I mean, John Doe's going to be there.
Yeah.
Birdman's going to be there.
I'll be there.
David Bird.
Yeah,
Jones.
Jeff Lutz is going to be racing
Jeff,
in that deal, and he yeah. will be a contender.
Jeff Lutz with Mad Max is going to be racing in that deal. So any of the biggest name guys that you can think of that you want to see race are going to be battling out for $75,000. Dude, did you know that? I was trolling around on the group chat that we have with some of the big pro line guys, and Kevin Fiskus,
yeah,
he's
is
coming,
yeah,
with the pro mod.
I heard that right now he
right?
is
I mean, Fiskus yeah. Kluger pro
yes.
mod is
yes,
coming for
the pro mod.
He's gonna he told me straight up. I mean, he
he's
said
testing
he said,
his own mix right now.
Yeah, he's like he's getting serious. He's bringing no the, no. He said he's going for the 90 grand. He says he's going for the 15 Friday night
yeah,
and the 75 Saturday.
He's got to race the race your way in.
Yeah, he's got to get into the race. He's got to win Friday to get in Saturday.
And he's already
yeah.
said he'll be racing with us on Saturday.
He's
so
testing.
In other words, he's going to win that deal on Friday.
I mean, I think he's testing this week.
Yeah.
No, in Orlando or somewhere,
no,
right?
I heard that he was trying to get Ennis to let
yeah,
him pass there.
I heard the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, like,
dude,
this,
he's serious.
This is a
and
big deal.
And when you
deal.
Get a guy like them, That whole group, they're fucking for real.
I mean, this is a big deal. This is going to be the biggest race ever. I mean, no doubt about it. Next week, next time on the podcast, we're going to have the guy, the originators of the American Outlaws Live, the guys who are putting up all this ridiculous money.
The guys
to,
who made it happen.
You know, the guys who are making it happen. We're going to have them on the show. They're going to give us some insight as to what exactly is going to happen. If you have any questions for those guys, post them up on the Chief and Sean Facebook page so that we can ask them when they get here or when they get on the phone or get here, whatever they're going to
yeah.
do. And we're going to, you know, Farm Truck and Asian, I heard, are going to be there doing crazy shit all weekend.
Yes.
I heard they're going to be, like, picking cars out of the parking lot to race. So, like, if you go, bring your car.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-out
you know what
I mean? Show.
Like, I've been told that you can purchase a ticket, an extra ticket to race Farm Truck and Asian, and then they'll pick out of a pool of cars
yeah.
or a pond, if
like
you
a
will.
Pond. Yeah.
And they'll fish. I mean, they're going to fish. So it's like the damn television show in person. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to get Farm Truck and Asian doing their
shit. It's
going
to be just like
shit.
The show.
I mean,
that's what I heard.
That this is going to be the biggest thing to ever hit drag racing. I truly believe that. And
It's going to be the next best thing to coming out on film night and watching.
Oh, it'll be better than
yeah.
film night.
Yeah.
Film night sucks. It takes forever to get four races off. It's going to
yeah.
be better than watching the show on your couch. You know, you're going to get
yeah.
to watch it in person. And we're going to be there all weekend. We'll have all the merchandise there. We'll have the cars there. We're going to be racing. We're going to be signing. We'll be taking pictures. We'll be doing the whole deal.
Yep.
If you can, do whatever you can to get to this race, because you're not going to want to miss this for sure. It's and the other thing is, I'm not supposed to say this.
It's all right.
We're not supposed to talk about this.
That's all right.
But when has that stopped us before? I
say it.
Have been told
that
we're gonna this is going to be filmed for
live
for the show
Street
we're
Outlaws.
Not supposed to talk about.
You're already saying it
so,
for Street
yeah.
Outlaws.
I mean, this is going to be filmed. This is going to be on the Discovery Channel. That's just throwing that out there. I'm just throwing that out there. If you show up, be prepared to be on television drunk and disorderly, acting like an idiot.
Don't be trolling and
you know, and think about all the guys that are going to be out there to race Farm Truck and Asian with their cars. They're going to get to be on the show. That
yeah.
like, that's just in. I want to do that.
You want to get on TV?
I think
you
I'm
and
a,
your buddies
I,
take your
I
shirts off and write something on your chest.
Yeah,
hey, that right there, man. That's fucking guaranteed, man.
Yeah.
Get it on there.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, this is going to be on the show. I've been told there's no way that it's going to be able to just be one episode. It's going to have to be a big 2-hour special. Like, it's going to be a big fucking deal. I just know that. And next episode, we're going to have the guy, next podcast, we're going to have the guys from the American Outlaws Live to talk about it with us. Let us know what exactly is going to happen, where they came up with all this ridiculous money, and why they just feel like giving it to me. You know, when I win, I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's generous. Jeff Lutz is over here rolling his eyes.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
he's like, I don't know why
we're in the finals.
Jeff's here for a reason.
Yeah.
Jeff's here for a reason.
I know why Jeff's here. He's here to test and get ready for the May race to kick all of our asses. The same reason that we're here. To test the
radio. He's over there going, damn, Sean, I wish you could get this thing figured out.
Yeah, I'm like, I know one car down.
Yeah. Yeah, we knew that when he pulled in the parking lot in his rig, and I was like, what you got in there? And he's like, oh, just the Mad Max car, no big deal.
Yeah.
No big deal. Do a little street racing while I'm out here.
Yeah, you know, you never know. Something could pop off.
Something
could
pop
off. I mean, I was bringing the rig anyways.
So. Yeah, I mean, you know, I sleep in the side of the bitch.
Yeah, the 80-foot thing behind it, though, it just houses the cars.
Well, I got a smart car.
The car's
sleeping
there.
Yeah.
So... if you can get to this race, I would suggest doing it. And
it's
if you have
one, you don't want to miss.
Yeah,
and if you have a street car, you know that you want to get you one tangle farm truck, an Asian
farm truck.
I mean, you never know, dude. They could pick you. Bring that motherfucker out. Get on the show. You know what I mean?
Get your ass waxed by a big old pickup truck.
If your kids got to watch you beat farm truck on TV, you know, on the show that you watched with your kids. I mean, hey, I'm just saying that could be something cool. Makes me want to bring my little pickup out there to race farm truck and Asian. Yeah. Because my kids would freak out if I got to race them, you know? I might do that. I might just put the fake name on there.
Yep.
Just put, like, Juan.
Ellis.
Juan. Ellis Juan.
Ellis Juan.
That's gay.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? If not, I need to go put bearings back
in the motor. We need to race car. That's what we need to do.
Because right now I'm only getting 4 passes before I have to put bearings in it. So I got to figure out why I'm starving this motor for oil, and it's not happy. I don't think the motor likes the new car either. I don't know what the deal is, but.
They just haven't bonded yet.
They're not getting along.
Yeah.
You know, it's like putting the heart from your dying wife in your rebound chick's chest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Rebound chick's chest. That is a fucked up view right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love you, honey.
You know, hey, yeah. I mean, you know, my first love is gone, but I took her heart and I shoved it in the new chick's chest. Like, hey, that's kind of a weird deal. I just don't know that they're not really accepting each other yet. They're not really okay with that yet, you know? So, you know,
you are not right.
Your first love will never die.
That's
right. But true love can bury it alive. So if, you know, if we can figure out a way for me to fall in love with this goddamn new car, this might work.
It'll work. It'll work.
I
for
hope
sure.
So. I really do hope so. I just got to make memories with it. That's all.
Yeah.
Once I put that bitch on the street, everything's going to change.
I think once you start
fucking
on the street,
people
start
up.
Straight racing it, start kicking some people's ass on the street. Because, I mean, I ask that question so many fucking times a day. I get tired of hearing it. I mean, you think the Crow Mod's going to be fast? Motherfucker, look at it. It's got no other option
by accident,
but to be fast.
He can
fuck up and still outrun. Probably pretty much any car.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's got no option but to be fast.
And hell, we never even really drag raced the old car as much as you're trying to drag, you know, at the track.
Right, yeah.
I mean, goddamn, every time you hit the street, it's like the fucking light shows
fast.
Up and it's like, oh,
yeah,
things fast.
True. Yeah,
you know?
Hopefully this car will be, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll fall in love with it, but it's just the memories.
Well, I mean,
it's
like,
the memories.
Like my dad used to always tell me, you marry for love the first time, the second time you marry for money. So, you know, you loved your first car. The second one's going to get the job done.
Yeah, right now, it married for money because I've given it all my money. So right now, I'm getting duped here. What happens the third time?
I don't know.
You're just fucked.
You married for fuck then.
I should ask my dad.
You won't marry again.
And he didn't marry for money yet.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So
there's a lot to be said about that.
My whole childhood was a lie.
I don't know.
Thanks, Dad.
I don't know if we should listen to him then.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go back there and see if I can't figure out how to fucking get my shit to quit chewing the bearings out of it. And then the film crew will be here in, 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah,
to ruin
about
my
one.
Life. And I'm going to be filming till 5 a.m. probably. So,
I got a lot of scaling and aligning to do.
And then I got to do the same thing all over again. Yay. Mm-hmm.
But we get to test Thursday.
At some point this week, if I can keep the bearings in that piece of crap, we're going to hit the street.
I can't wait. God damn, I can't wait.
I just want to put headlights in it and post it on Instagram so people leave me alone.
Oh, God.
The headlight question.
Should we thank Tony? Redline Limtronics.
Yeah, Tony.
For the headlights.
Oh, with them sweet headlights?
Tony.
Easy,
Sean.
Easy, Sean.
Sorry. Easy, sorry. Bud. Sorry. Oh, yeah. One more thing I want to say. So, there's a few things that can really send me into a dimension of pissed off that I cannot return from. I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there. The word pal.
Pal.
The word bud. Those two words are just instant I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
when friend is pretty bad too.
Friend, if you say it like
listen, friend.
If you say it like Mike G says it, I like it.
How about
like Mike G says friend? Like when you say hey friend, then it's cool. I like that.
Yeah, that
or if you say hey Fran, you know, like Fran, like I like that.
If somebody who's not really
but
your
if
friend
you say, listen,
calls you a friend,
if you say listen friend, then yeah. I go whoa whoa whoa. So friend, pal, buddy. Those are equal to asshole,
yes,
or dickhead, because
yes.
You can change that word out with dickhead. So
hey,
if somebody goes,
face.
If somebody goes, hey pal, it might
I like
be,
that one.
Hey dickhead, you know what I mean? Or hey buddy, hey dickhead, yeah. You know, it's just hey asshole. It's the same thing. And when people say easy bud,
yeah, easy bud.
Oh buddy, I can get mad.
Yeah,
I can get mad quick, and they don't mean it wrong. It's just it's the way that they talk. Well, this new producer that we have, bless his little heart.
We'll just call him PB.
We'll call him Paul. We'll just call him Paul.
Okay.
So
that'll hit it right on the head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you got another game somewhere, pal?
I know what you're talking about. But you got a game around here going on, pal?
So
you got that fucking toothpick just fucking.
He gets his stock.
He turns and fucking puts it. That's why
he has his beer bottle in his
Jeff
finger.
Gets yeah. us. Yeah. Jeff gets
oh,
us.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
So, I fucking hate you guys.
So those words kind of can tick me off. And there was a moment there with the new producer where he basically accused me of snitching or ratting.
Yeah. Dropping dimes.
And I can promise you, I don't drop dimes. I don't drop dimes for no reason ever. My dad, if he ever found out I dropped dimes on anyone,
get
he would gut
beat.
Me because
yeah.
that's part of his religion at the fellowship that he belonged to for all those years.
Yeah.
Was you don't drop
dimes. Drop dime on people.
No, man. You don't. So he kind of threatened me with this, you know, hey man, you told somebody something you weren't supposed to tell anybody. I said, and
what?
And I was like, I was sitting there looking at it. I was like, what is he talking about? And then he screenshotted the picture of what was supposed to be accusing me of it and sent it to me. And then he puts after that, and it did not admit me of guilt in any way, shape, or form. You know what I mean? If anything, he was really just grabbing for shit at this point, trying to get me to tell on myself for something I didn't do.
Right.
And then he screenshots it and sends it to me. And then he puts below. No bueno, amigo.
Oh, shit. Those are fighting words.
No bueno, amigo.
That's no good, friend.
No, I know it's.
That is no good,
that's
friend.
That's fucked up.
And, you
we
know.
We all know what that means.
We yeah, all yeah. know what that means, you know. So I sent him a very nice reply back that consisted of two words.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yep.
And that was it. And I don't.
Because you knew you didn't drop dime on nobody.
Well, no. And I also knew what no bueno amigo means. Yeah. You know what I mean? That means, you know.
It's going down.
You know, you fucked up,
you
asshole.
You ratted asshole.
Yeah. You know, no bueno amigo. So then I send one back and says, you just called me a liar. You called me a fucking snitch. And you're a liar. You're a liar, and you called me a snitch, and then I put back, no bueno, and then I put in capital letters, amigo, because that's no bueno. That's no good, friend.
No.
That's no good,
listen,
pal.
Listen, pal.
Listen, pal.
You don't fucking call me a snitch.
You don't call me a snitch, bud.
Yeah.
You know, bud. Easy, bud.
Yeah, so you're calling them all of it. Friend, pal, bud.
Yeah. I'm not even sure I like, even though my nickname is Chief, I'm not even sure I like it when old people use that. When they're like, hey, Chief. It's like, whoa, 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 fuck you. You know? Or bub, you know?
You fucking with me right now?
Listen, bub, you know? Now, fuck all that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. If you don't know my fucking name, keep that shit to yourself.
There was a guy out here
or
the
stand
other day
up and
didn't
just say,
know that
just stand up and say dickhead.
Justin and Sean were two different people, or Chief and Justin. This guy thought it was two different people.
It is.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of is. Yeah. If you really
big
know.
Fan.
I've seen Chief get mad before whenever somebody who he has no idea who it is tries to call him Justin.
Yeah.
Man, that's just different, you know? Like, don't call me Justin.
If you're just a fan and you know him from fucking a TV show, then you know Chief.
Yeah.
You don't know fucking Justin.
You don't want to know Justin, most likely. Justin's not a very good person.
You'd probably be
disappointed. You'd be extremely disappointed. I don't want to disappoint anybody. And I don't want to feel like that. That I should be embarrassed of Justin because Justin's disappointing, but I'm okay. I'm okay with who I am. I know what I am, and I'm okay with, I've accepted that, which is why I choose to be Chief on television and not Justin, because you know, Justin wouldn't make it very far in television. So, just don't act like you want to know Justin or you know who Justin is, because you probably don't.
Yeah. Because then we get the shit like, oh, this TV show's gone to your head. You're an asshole now.
Oh, no, he was an asshole before.
They say that shit all the time. Don't change. You're going to let TV change you? No. I would have told you to fuck off all the times.
Yeah.
Every time. Pal.
4 years ago.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Bud.
Fuck off, pal.
Bud.
Fuck off, friend.
Yeah. I'm not your
friend.
Hey, friend.
I'm not your friend, buddy. I'm not your buddy, pal. I'm not your pal, buddy. So, anyway, so if you see me and you call me pal or bud or amigo,
yeah,
unless you are using amigo as a term of endearment because you don't speak the language that we frequently use around here, you know, I'm going to think you're calling me an asshole.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I don't know why it's like that, but it's like that. And this new producer has effectively, he's touched on some nerve there, you know. And the other producer that was here last year, he used bud a lot.
Yeah.
And I told him. Yeah. I was like, hey, man. Don't call me bud ever again.
You use man. There's nothing wrong with man. Hey,
no,
man.
I had to. Yeah. Hey, man.
That's fine. Hey, man.
Or hey, chief.
I was going to say chief.
Or big, you know, I mean, like
dick face.
Hey, fuck face.
Yeah. Or fuck face. Yeah. Or, you know, hey, fucking.
Oi.
Fuck oi. Oi. Fuck face.
Oi.
Australians are so fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. I got stories about Australia. Holy shit.
All right. We're going to go race car. Jeff Luss, thank you for being here. And, and helping us fuck these cars up.
Yeah.
And we're going to be on the streets doing our thing.
Real soon.
I do want to say thanks to the lady who sent the, what were those, Phantom? I'm not sure if everybody here got some. I know I ate a lot of them. And I left some up here. The Fruity Pebble Rice Krispies.
Yeah,
no
I didn't,
shit.
I didn't get any.
Wow.
They were on
I didn't
fucking
get any.
Point, man.
I bet they were.
She put a little note in there that
on
said, I'm
point.
Sorry I used too much marshmallow. No, you didn't. It was fucking perfect. Oh, y'all ate the rest of them?
Yeah, I bet there was something involved. What'd you have?
They were amazing.
There was probably.
Would you have a sack lunch?
Some stench.
Yeah.
A sack lunch. A
little stench and some.
Yeah.
Looking for that skunk.
Yeah. Nothing but vegetables for lunch.
Yeah.
All
right.
Anyways, thank
we're
you.
We're out. If we get another chance to do one of these sooner than next week, we will, to make up for the time in between. If we do, we're going to do a fan letter session. That's always fun. And
don't count on it.
I'm sure Jeff Lutz will still be here, so he'll
might
be
here.
So anyway, see you guys some other
later
Tuesday. Bye. Fuck it. I'll just say Tuesday. If I don't make it, I don't make it. Tuesday, we'll do another one. See you. American Outlaws Live, May 6th and 7th. Come see us. Peace.
Bye.